Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Some of these people deserve to be, you know, shit talked about. Welcome to the episode 11 of Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to be recapping the year that was 2025 in reality TV. As always, I'm joined by my podcast partner, Ashley. How are you today?
I'm good. It's the end of the year and I'm just ready for next year already.
Yeah, this has been a year. It's been one of those years, and it's been an interesting year for a multitude of reasons. But yeah, we're here to break down, share our thoughts on the year that was 2025 in the world of reality TV, right? It's been a fun year for reality TV because I feel like we've gotten to know a lot of new people, a lot of different new shows. But then of course, when at the same time, you have returning shows that are literally the best of the best, right? You know what I mean? You can't be mad about those. And that obviously is an easy segue, right? We're going to talk about some of the best of 2025, but you start right at the top, The Traitors, right? The Traitors season 3 comes out at the beginning of the year. You watch so many different reality TV shows throughout the year, and then you're like, it still is probably the best, right?
For sure. I love The Traitor probably just as much as I love, I can't even name a TV show that compares to The Traitor. Yeah. That kind of like leaves you on the edge of your seats, like, oh my God, I can't wait for next week.
Yeah. And that's exciting. Yeah, exactly. Like it's in a world of, I'll say it like this, in the world of binge watching TV shows, like so many different shows where you're just like, I got to binge it. You binge it, you binge it, you binge it. This is a show I'm okay with sitting down weekly and watching, you know?
For sure. Me too. And I feel like each season, like, you know, it's going to be good. Like, unlike any other show, like Love is Blind, like I love Love is Blind and all those other love shows, but it's like, it all depends on the cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because if we talked about it, you know, some of these people you might not know, right? You know, and both of us, we might not know who some of these people are. But like, even if you look at season 3, like Dylan Efron was a nobody. That's Zac Efron's brother. At the end of the day, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, and then was really good on the show. You know what I mean? Like him and Rob, like made this connection. And of course, that connection has gone beyond the show. Gabby, you know what I mean? Like, hello, you know? You know, some people knew Gabby. I didn't know Gabby prior.
I didn't know Gabby, but love her.
Exactly. Like, she's a queen. Like, go off. Like, you know, yeah. So there's like, I love that this show more than any really introduces, because it's cutthroat. It's gameplay. You see some people that ride the waves and even ride their way to the finish line, which is really annoying. Tom Sandoval. Everybody hated Tom Sandoval. I love Tom Sandoval. He's awesome. He was awesome on the show. Give me all the Tom Sandovals. Tom Sandoval, come on my podcast. I still want to interview you. Sorry.
You haven't interviewed him yet?
No, I want to so
bad. I'm surprised. Tom, give him the interview.
I know. You hear that, Tom? I actually want to too. But yeah, so like it's fun. You know what I mean? Like I think it's fun. It's unique. It's an experience. And like going into next year, we're going to have a lot of different people that are going to be on, you know, that are going to be new reality TV people that we don't know, that we're going to be like, oh, these people are cool. So it's always good to go and just start right off the top with The Traitors. Give me another show that you loved in 2025.
Another show I loved in 2025. Let me think. I really enjoyed Married at First Sight.
Yep.
Really enjoyed Married at First Sight. Just the way it's on Peacock now. And to be honest, I watched it before it was on Peacock. But the vibe of it on Peacock is like top tier.
Yeah, the changing of the format, right? How we went from each week was this long kind of drawn out process almost sometimes to a show that we were watching weekly with like three or four episodes at a time. It was so much better.
Yeah, it was so like I'm ready for the next season. We're getting, well, they showed us a snippet of the next season, which would be season 20, right?
Right, exactly. And I'm very excited. You're right, though. Like, that's the one that hits the nail on the head. Like, when you sit down and you kind of think about, like, all right, some of these are your favorite aspects of shows. Like, that was a show that had been around, right? You know what I mean? It had been around. But years. When you sit down and you watch it and you're like, holy cow, like, this show is actually really, really good. And I love that element of the surprise there for people that never watched it. Like, you don't have to watch the previous seasons, you know what I mean, to understand and appreciate some of those different things. So it was really cool, in my opinion, to see that.
Definitely.
Actually, one we talked about in our best reality TV stars of 2025, obviously Building the Band. That was a show that came out of nowhere. I love when new shows kind of land on the list. You know, Married of Cersight's been around 19 seasons. Traitor's been around for, you know, going on its fourth season, then of course way more seasons beyond that. But Building the Band was a nice little fresh touch to the year. And one I wish we were getting more of. And I don't know if it has a lot to do with maybe
viewers
with Liam Payne being passed away. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're gonna try to figure out how to navigate that, but I need that injected in my veins again. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it was great. I really did enjoy that. Another show would be something that we both enjoyed, Squid Games.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. And it's crazy you said that because we didn't even touch on some of our favorite Squid Game characters in the Best of Reality TV show, Best Reality Star show, because there was some really good people in that show. I loved it. And this season, I don't care what anybody says, this season was better than the first season. Have you seen that? Have you seen the chatter online where people think that it's not better? Or not
really?
Even like wasn't
no,
even close?
I didn't see that, but I feel like it was great. It was definitely more cutthroat.
100%. And I'm okay with that. I think it's only going to get worse as each season goes on, too.
Yeah, because people are going to get more strategic with things and think they know everything, but boom, but you can't act like you know everything on Squid Games because you never know.
You'll be eliminated in 2 seconds.
Like, yeah, you never know what's going to be thrown at you. Like the first episode, how many people went home?
Yeah, half of them.
Yeah. So
also, I want to, by the way, I listened to finally the full version of what Player 17's advantage was. And let me start by saying that I watched the video. It was like 8 minutes long for no reason. But the advantage was like she had an advantage but couldn't say that she had an advantage, basically. Like, but she could like scare people into thinking she has this advantage, right? But she couldn't say the word like advantage. It was stupid as shit. Like when I was
like,
we didn't get
to see it, right?
No, not at all. No.
Which is why everybody was like, how did she make it this far?
Right. So she had an advantage going into that final when it was like the final 11. Like it was between her and her partner got the 10 coin. And then he gave it to her and she went inside and was like, here's your 10 coin. And it ended up being an advantage going into Circle of Truth.
Maybe it's just me, but I feel like I haven't seen her do like a lot of interviews because no one really knows her. Like
yeah,
she's not a character that like stood out. It was kind of like, how'd you get here?
Exactly. So like, so after all this time, she built up this like, hey, I did this. And it's like, oh, you did all that for like that. You know what I mean? Like, but whatever, to each his own. It is what it is. But I figured I'd bring that up while we're talking about Squid Game stuff. But yeah, I'm excited for season 3. They already cast for it. I think they're shooting it in a few weeks. So they're going to start shooting it in a few weeks. So that's kind of exciting as well. So
already, wow.
Yeah. So they're getting ready to shoot that. Very excited about that. See what they bring to the table for a third season. Because, you know, they're going to have to top it. You know what I mean? They're going to have to keep topping what they got bringing to the table. So
what I did miss was the battleship game.
Yeah.
I hope they bring that back. I really hope they bring that back.
I think, and that's the opportunity they have of, like, you have to keep your new people guessing on what is going to happen, right?
Yes, and Viper's coming back.
Right, exactly. Viper's coming back for the new season. Very excited about that, T, because I'm big fan of Viper. So,
yeah.
But yeah, definitely excited to see what happens with all that. So, all right, another show. I've talked about the show several times on the podcast. Obviously, Extracted, show on Fox. Competitors face extreme conditions in the wilderness while their families watch via live feed, can decide their fate by negotiating to send essential lifelines or pressing the extract button, removing their family from the competition. Fantastic show. Coming back January 26th on Fox in 2026. Very good show. Very controversial show. If you watch season one, pretty crazy, pretty wild. But nonetheless,
I think I'm going to watch it before the new seasons. This would be season two?
Yes, it would be season two. Yeah. So,
okay. Yeah. I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah. I definitely need you just to see, because there's a certain moment in that show that is the most talked about, one of the most talked about moments of reality TV in 2025 that I still to this day get comments on my videos on about one gameplay that happened with the and I did the interview with the eliminated cast member, and that person was public enemy number one. So what else you got for me for reality TV shows?
Selling Sunset.
I'll let you take the floor. I didn't watch it. So it's the floor is yours.
Floor is mine is I probably won't be watching the next season. This season kind of did it in for me. It was too much going on. And I don't know. It just left a bad taste in my mouth. But yeah, I do like certain characters still. That still stands. But I just feel like this season was a little controversial. And I don't know if I'll be back watching it. But I know you watched The OC.
I did watch The OC. Definitely would not be on my best of reality TV shows of 2025, though.
Definitely won't be. Yeah, no, I really enjoy Selling Sunset. That's why I was like, oh, like, I'm ready for this. But then it was kind of like a little let down. So yeah, I like the show. Maybe if it comes back for another season, which I'm sure they will, I'll tune in for maybe two episodes or so just to see if the vibe is different, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
For me, the interesting thing about selling the OC is, like, and even these shows, like the real estate shows, I think it gets away from the point of what it's about. Obviously, you have to have the drama wrapped up in it as well. But, like, I just think they kind of become redundant, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's trying so hard to be a Real Housewives of real estate almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. A friend of mine said, like, it's no longer about the houses. It's more about the drama. But still, I think that's what the show was made for, was for the drama. Like, if it's for the houses, then put it on HGTV.
But my thing is, I like the blend of it only because, like, I like looking at some of these damn houses, though, because some of them houses are pretty fire.
Yeah, you know I like mean? To see the houses. I like to see the celebrities that are buying the houses.
Right. That's why, for I me, like, some of those, like, the whole premise of, like, season whatever the most recent season of OC was, like, everybody was vying for Jason's listing, right? It was his own personal listing, and one of his agents was going to win it. So that was one cool element of that season of why I liked it, was because of that, right? You know what I mean? But to get there, it's just, like, exhausting.
Yeah.
Even though, shout out Alex Hall. I love Alex Hall. I don't care what anybody says. Moving along. moving along. Yeah. Let me go next. Let's see here. Destination X, both the show we both watched. I love that show. Thought it was done differently. If you want to think about, like, what can I compare Destination X to? It's like Amazing Race meets almost The Traitors because you're on this bus together. Could you do that? Could you live on the bus like that with other people?
Yeah, I think I could. I would probably keep to myself a lot, which isn't good because they want you to.
No, that's terrible because I feel like people did that and they got eliminated. Actually, if what? You're going, listen, you got to keep them to themselves. Listen, Ashley, if you ever go on one of these reality TV shows, the two things that the responsibility that we have to this world is one, we bring up the Love and Reality podcast every other sentence. Okay. We bring it up. We're podcast. Like when it says job description, we don't give a shit about our real job. Our job is loving. It's going to say underneath our names, Love and Reality podcast host, you know, co-host. All right. And then number two is with that, you got to make the show look good. So I need you up there making a damn fool. All right. I need you cutthroating. I need you backstabbing. I need you throwing.
So you want me to be in the confessional and I'm like, Ricky would want me to send so-and-so home.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like I'll wear a bracelet. What would Ashley do? And you can wear
what would Ashley what would
do? You know what I mean? What would Ricky, you know what I mean? So I'm telling you, there's going to be a time in the near future, in the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to be on a reality TV show. We're going to make it happen. I don't care if I got to make my own damn reality TV show.
No, for sure. But we definitely need to be on one together. I really wanted to go on The Traitors. I think we would do really well on there.
I know. I should have applied for the human one. I forgot to.
There's still time.
I thought it was up. Maybe I'll go.
I don't know. They keep posting about it.
Maybe I'll go apply for it.
But another show, which isn't coming back, but I know we both enjoyed, The Ultimatum Queer Love.
Yeah. Forgot to bring up Bridget in our last episode. Shout out Bridget. We love Bridget.
Yeah,
somebody
that
did not get the proper due justice of being on that show because she is hilarious. And you know what she would be good at? I wrote this in an article. Let her host a reality show for the queer community of some sort on Netflix. You cancel Queer Love, bring something back. Let her do it.
For sure. No, I'm here for it. Love Bridget. I would love to see her on our TV again soon. I think she would be good on like Destination X or something like that too.
That too. Yeah. I definitely can see that. I would definitely just love to see her do something again because she was good. But yeah, that show is always, I mean, but then again, I mean, that season was kind of
bleh.
Like there like was we good had people.
We had our faves, but it wasn't giving.
Right.
What the first season gave.
Correct.
Shout out to Yoli.
I'll be interested to see how the next season of just straight version goes. Because I feel like that's also on its last
I feel like their season was boring too. That last
wasn't
season.
But that was a JR season though.
Yeah, right? But it was more wasn't it like more going on outside?
Yeah, but like that Nicholas guy, remember, because like two couples left.
Exactly. Remember,
they just bolted.
Yeah, they just left in the middle of the night. Like, yo, we're out.
Yeah.
Peace. I don't know.
And Nicholas had to live by himself and, you know, stared at the walls and then became kind of crazy. But good for him. He's on his sober journey now. So good for him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Moving on. Moving on to the next show. Battle Camp. Fucking bring Battle Camp back, damn it. Bring Battle Camp back.
Please bring Battle Camp back for Ricky because
Ashley's tired of hearing about it.
I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm gonna watch it. It's like I wanna watch it, but what's the point of me watching it if I'm gonna like it and they're not gonna bring it another season?
I mean, it's a good point. I just think it again, like you're trying to build Netflix reality universe. You need to do it without just love-based shows. So bring it back.
I get it.
Next show. What else you got for me?
I don't know if it's the best of, but Deal or No Deal Island.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Like, we all know why that's not coming back. Dude took them for like $5 million and said peace out. And they're like, we can't afford to do another season. Yeah. I actually like that show too. No, that's what brought Rob back to the spotlight too.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Snake show on Fox. I love that show. Ain't coming back. Ratings are shit.
You forgot to mention your show.
What show?
One of your faves that you want me to watch, but I just feel like it's too far deep.
What show?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh my God. Well, yes. Okay. Well, you need to watch that show. I watched the reunion finally. I'm a little late on the reunion, and good God, it sucked. Stacey Schroeder hosted that thing. It was the dumbest thing ever. This season four was not that good. It was kind of underwhelming. But I think season four. I don't fucking know. Season three. Fuck, I don't know. Season four, though, is going to be fire, though. I'm ready for season four. I need to interview.
You didn't like the reunion, but season four is going to be fire.
Well, it's only because of what it's going to be about, though. That's the only
Okay.
I feel like the central figure of what season three was about kind of got exhausting and redundant and boring. So that's the part that I'm frustrated about. But I will say season four is giving... It's giving, like, they're filming while they were on Dancing with the Stars, which apparently there was some drama during that. They're filming with Taylor being on The Bachelorette a little bit too, like the build up for that. So I think season four is kind of giving, like, it could give like a good season. Hopefully it doesn't let me down, but I love that show. So yeah,
I feel like I'll watch it before the next season. How about that?
I just want everybody to know on record she said that about the last season too. So
no,
I don't think Ashley's going to. Because actually, we're season 22.
Actually,
I'll watch it after the next season because there's 20, but I know she won't because there's 21 seasons, 10 episodes a season, 210 episodes to watch.
No, wait, listen.
She's going to watch it.
I don't want to. Okay, I take it back. I don't want to give any promises because we have so many shows.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing. Like, if you don't watch it now, you're never going to watch it.
That's what
January
I mean.
January is crazy and. Like, we're not even going to be able to cover half the shows in January because it just, there's not enough man hours in the world for us to do it. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be certain shows that I might just watch and might just do a what I normally do, a 6-7-8 minute episode run of whatever. Like, speaking of which, The Road on CBS, a singing competition show. I've actually really loved that show quite a bit. I think On the Road, by the way, The Road CBS, the concept of that show is like 12 artists went on the road with Keith Urban. Right. And basically what they did was they opened for Keith Urban. They sang one original song, one cover song, one original song. And then the fans voted for who would move on to the next round, the crowd and the audience. I think that you could do that with any artist. Right. That could be moved from country music to, like, if you want to do hip hop, if you wanted to do rock, if you want to do pop, whatever that would be. I think there's elements of the show that you could elevate to make it even cooler. So I definitely hope they do that because, like I said, I mean, there's some talented people on the show. Shout out Cassidy Daniels, who I hope if you're listening to this now, I hope she won the show, but I don't know if she won the show yet. So, yeah. You got any more shows?
No, I think that's it. We always love us a love. Love is Blind. We always love us a Love Island USA. Love Island Games.
Ugh, I don't know about that one.
Oh, you didn't like Love Island Games?
That shit was boring. Really? I think it's boring. Yeah, get rid of that shit.
I feel like it was kind of good this year with the messiness from, like, Lewis and stuff.
To be honest with you, I don't even remember who won.
I believe you. And I believe that you don't remember, honestly.
Who won?
Guys, he watched it for me.
Who won? Can you even remember who won?
Yeah. Freaking, what's her name? I can't remember her damn name right now.
Who won?
Isaiah and Lucinda.
Lucinda and Isaiah. See, I don't even know who those people are. That could be made up people AI just created.
No!
I would be shocked. Like, I wouldn't even.
You know why? I've watched every season of USA, Love Island USA. So that's why I know the names. But also, I want to see, I know we spoke about this in our last pod, but I want to see Garby on our TV again, even though I know she's... Love me some Garby. Okay?
Me too. Shout out Kendall too. I remember him. That's the only person I remember from that show. Kendall. Shout out Kendall.
You love Kendall. I love that. Kendall's funny. Put him on another show.
Yes. He's goofy as fuck. I like it. Is that it? That's all the shows, I think. That's all the shows we'll talk about. 2025 already starting off with a banger with some big shows coming at the top of the year that we're going to be covering and talking about. But thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Love and Reality Podcast. Make sure to tune in the near future for our next episode is going to be breaking down the Traitor Season 4, and we are excited about that.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.